afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is that you're tuning in here to the Trent Speaks podcast. Great to have you here listening, as always. Thank you, as the listener, both one, for listening, but two, also allowing me to have a week off. It was nice to do some things for myself, take some time for myself, and I think that I just need to recognize that that's okay. I think previously I was like, oh man, like I can't miss a week of the podcast. Like it has to go on. I've had these unintended hiatuses. I've been on an unintended hiatus before, however you want to say it. And so I think that when I think about the things that, you know, not to be cliche, but as you hear, fill your bucket, if you will, sometimes I just need that time off. I need to take some time to refresh, rejuvenate. And I was able to do that. I was able to see my sister-in-law, spend some time with her, see some friends back home, spend a few days with them and everything. And I came back feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, ready to go. And so I was so ready to go that though I was rejuvenated and everything, I lost track of the days last week. I don't know why. I guess I knew it was Wednesday, but like mentally I didn't think it was Wednesday. I don't know. It was really weird. But I knew I thought on Wednesday I had a commitment to record a podcast for today, to come out today, with a old high school friend of mine. And it wasn't until later that evening, around 7 o'clock or so, that I'd been looking at my podcasting calendar and I was like, oh shit, that was actually 2 hours ago we were supposed to meet. I hadn't heard from him, so I figured maybe he forgot too, which was maybe my saving grace in all of it. But nonetheless, we have rescheduled. We'll be recording tomorrow night. And so I have hopefully two, I need to follow up with someone, but hopefully two guests that I'll be recording with this week. So hopefully the next couple of weeks, I'll have some more guests for you. But as I was thinking about, okay, well, what am I going to talk about today then? Sometimes, and I've said this before, where ideas just come to me. And so this one just came to me, and even as I sat down, getting ready to record, plugging my laptop in, getting GarageBand open, getting everything situated, more thoughts kept coming to my mind. And so here I am on my whiteboard, jotting little notes to myself. I had an idea of what I wanted to call this episode previously. And then as I'm sitting here jotting ideas, that's where the name Life Gets Busy, That's Bullshit came to me. This is a little bit based on a conversation I was having in my therapy session last week with my therapist, where we're deviating from, so we were doing one type of therapy, we're deviating to a different type of therapy now. And I've had a little bit of homework the past 2 weeks. One of the weeks, in 2 weeks ago, I didn't open the stuff she had sent me until an hour before we were supposed to meet. Well, I didn't realize she sent me two separate chapters to read, and they were both 8 pages. So I'm cruising through, I'm reading, and I got to a point, I would have finished had there not been an activity, but I got to a point where there was an activity and then it was time for therapy. So I told her 2 weeks ago, you know, I got to this point, but not really like, I'll be honest, I didn't do the full reading. So then last week we met again and I did some of the exercises, but there were also a couple that I had gotten stumped on. And so we were talking through that a little bit, and one of the things that she had asked, she said, well, what direction do you want to go? Do you want to keep going down this new route? Do you want to go back to doing what we were doing? Like, of course, completely up to you. And like, I will show up here every week and support you in whatever way you need to be supported. And I don't think this was like, by no means do I think this was like a dig at me or anything, but it did stick with me of the fact that she said, you know, like, it really is like, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And if you show up and you haven't done some of the homework, or you haven't done some of the reading, you haven't done some of the exercises, then you, like, that's okay if you're okay with that, right? So if I'm okay with not really getting out of it when I'm trying to get out of it, so be it. But that stuck with me because we had talked about, well, you know, like, instead of playing video games for 30 to 60 minutes one night, maybe you set a timer and say, okay, I'm going to focus on reading for therapy and doing the various exercises. And it just got me thinking that I think so many times in life, I have always had an excuse for not doing something. And why don't you think about that for a minute? Are there things that you could be doing or that you want to be doing, but you're using something else as an excuse? Let me give you an example. I'm recording the day before this is released, and I am hoping that tomorrow, though I've said this for many, many months, I am hoping that tomorrow I truly wake up sometime between 5 and 6 a.m., get my ass out of bed, and start a damn workout program. But guess what? I always find an excuse. Oh, I'm going to lay in bed longer to sleep. I'm going to lay here and watch TikToks. I'll do it later. I'll do it tonight. I'll start next week. My life isn't busy. I'm just finding an excuse to put something off. It's not that you don't have time to do something. It's what it is that you're prioritizing. What feels more important to you, whether it's in that moment or even bigger picture. Today, I was going to work on some stuff. I did work on a couple things, but not near the amount of things I would have liked to have worked on. And instead, I was a slug on the couch. In fact, I'm probably going to go play video games for a little bit after this. So if I were to say, oh, I don't have time, or I didn't have time to work on X, Y, and Z, it's not that I didn't have time. It's just that I chose different priorities. I chose to do something different than what else I could actually be focusing on. It's not that you don't have time or that your life is busy. That's bullshit. Everyone's life is busy. You've always had juggling priorities, juggling things to do. It's just, what is the order of that importance? What is it that matters most to you? And I'm not saying you're wrong for choosing one thing over the other. But stop saying you don't have time. Stop saying I'm too busy. Because if it really mattered that much to you, if it actually meant as much to you as you say it does, then you'd fucking do something about it. You'd get your shit together and you'd find a way to get it done. I'm the same way. For a very long time, I've been saying I'm going to work out. There are a lot of projects I would like to get done around the house. In fact, there's a basement project that's still unfinished that I started probably 4 months ago now. And I keep saying, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I do it later. It's not that I don't have the time to do it. I just don't want to do it. There are other things I want to be doing. I have speaking engagements coming up that I need to start to prep and get ready for. There have been master classes that I want to watch. It's not that I don't have time to watch those master classes, because I'm watching Last of Us. I'm watching other shows on streaming platforms. Heck, today I was re-watching Last of Us. So it's not that I don't have time to watch the master class. It's just that I would rather watch something else. So let's start to be honest with ourselves. Let's start to be honest with other people. Don't tell someone, oh, I don't have time to chat. It's not that you don't have time to chat. It's that you don't want to find the time to chat. And I know that sounds really harsh, but that's the reality of it. Because if you wanted to chat with that person, if you wanted to make plans with someone, if you wanted to learn a new hobby, go out and meet for a drink, get breakfast together, you could find the time. It may not be the drop of a hat. It may not be, oh yeah, tonight I can go, or tomorrow I can go, or this week I can go. It may take a little bit more planning or a little bit more effort. But I challenge you to think about, are you making an excuse? Does this truly align with your priorities? And to be more honest with people, instead of saying, I don't have the time. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Remember to share with friends and family. Thanks for inviting me into your home, into your car, wherever it is you listen. I'm looking forward to speaking with y'all next week. Until then, have a great one.